Is alcohol a bigger drag on society than drugs?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A new study released today out of Britain says alcohol is more harmful to society than the illegal drugs cocaine and heroin. Those other illegal drugs are more harmful to the user. But the key difference in this study is alcoholism's effect on people around the addict and the economic repercussions. The research was done by the former UK drug czar at the Center for Crime and Justice Studies and published in the journal Lancet. Susan Foster is vice president and director of policy research and analysis at the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, CASA, at Columbia University. She's with us live from New York. Susan, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to join you.
All right. Is this a surprise to you, this study?
It's not a surprise at all. There's been a lot of research in the United States. We've done some of it that shows if you look at overall cost to society, the costs linked to alcohol outstrip those of even tobacco and of all other drugs combined. And our own work on the cost to governments, federal, state, and local government, shows the same pattern.
Put the law enforcement aspect of this aside. How much harder is it to deal with alcoholism as opposed to illegal drug addiction from a cost perspective? I mean, you mentioned how much it costs, but I mean, from an economic perspective as a whole.
Well, the problem is that these costs largely mount as a result of our failure to prevent and treat the problem. We haven't yet learned that we can address this thing by looking for the problem up front and then responding in ways that minimize those costs. So they all mount and they end up that we're paying these back-end costs to shovel up after the problem rather than to invest in prevention and treatment.
What do you think society needs to do to combat this and to lessen the economic costs of alcoholism?
Well, I think they have to understand that alcohol, just as addiction to any other drug, is a medical condition, and that risky use of any of these substances is a public health problem. Until we make that switch away from a sort of criminal justice approach or approach of people behaving badly to base our approach on the science and deal with it as a public health and medical problem, we're not going to solve it. Once we do that, we can significantly eat into and avoid those social costs.
Susan Foster from CASA over at Columbia University. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.
The government said today manufacturing expanded last month at the fastest clip since May. That has lit up markets today. Markets are higher right now. The S&P up about 0.4%. The NASDAQ basically flat. The Dow up 44 points at 11,163. European shares mostly mixed today. Stocks in Europe, in Asia, were much higher thanks to some good manufacturing news in China and India. Word from the government this hour that consumer spending rose slightly in August by less than expected, and income among Americans fell for the first time in more than a year. The bailed-out insurer AIG says it's raised a bunch of money from the sale of two foreign units. The $37 billion it took in will go to repay what the government put in to save AIG a couple years back. The forecast today for Chicago, partly cloudy and cool with highs in the mid-50s. But the weather in the Windy City can be pretty unpredictable. And starting today at the Mercantile Exchange, that uncertainty can make investors a little money. From Chicago Public Radio, Tony Arnold reports.
The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is known for selling agricultural commodities and futures, things like corn, wheat, and hogs. But starting today, there's a new game in town, rain. Anyone can now bet on a rainy day, literally. Tim Andreessen is with the Mercantile Exchange.
There's really no science or art in terms of long-term forecast. So, you know, that uncertainty is actually what makes an opportunity for products like this.
Andreessen says any business affected by weather, from farms to concert venues, could find rain futures beneficial. If that concert is rained out, the organization running the show could still make money. The Mercantile Exchange already sells futures for temperature, frost, snow, even hurricanes.
There's just about nothing that you can't make money from anymore if you really want to.
Gilbert Sabensty is a meteorologist at Northern Illinois University, but he doesn't plan to start buying rain futures. He says even weathermen can't predict the weather months in advance. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud.
This morning, we bid farewell to the Pontiac nameplate after 84 years. The automobile brand was front and center in the muscle car days of the 1960s and 70s. Remember the GTO, the Trans Am, the Grand Prix? Yesterday, all contracts between parent company General Motors and Pontiac dealers ended. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong tells us what that means.
The signature Pontiac red arrowhead logos on the signs above dealerships should be down as of today. Most dealers have other GM brands to sell, like Chevy and Buick. Last year, General Motors agreed to ditch Pontiac and three other labels as part of the federal bailout. Edward Lapham is executive editor at Automotive News.
There are no more dealerships officially selling Pontiac automobiles because that franchise has gone on. They haven't made any Pontiac vehicles for a year.
Pontiac sales peaked in the 1960s and 70s with signature macho performance cars. But Peter Wells at Cardiff University in the UK says the brand's distinction gradually eroded, and not many diehards are left to bid Pontiac one last 10-4.
The guy sitting at home thinking, oh, I remember that car from my youth. I first took my wife out in a Pontiac. There's not enough of them.
For the children of the geezers, GM hopes they are greener. Next month, it rolls out the plug-in electric Chevy Volt. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, cellular phone service has made it to Mount Everest. A big telecom company in Nepal has added 3G coverage close to the top of the world's tallest peak. A big coup to get cell service up there so climbers can keep in touch with their families and call rescuers if they need some help. And kudos to the fact that there's reliable cell service near Mount Everest, but I wonder when it's going to arrive in downtown Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, where my phone has 3 bars right now, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In Canada, you can have up to a year for maternity leave. Your company pays you and it says they'll hold your job. But you know how it goes. Out of sight is out of mind.
Companies have had to make cutbacks, especially over the last few years, and it's easiest to get rid of the person who's not there.
Maternity leave makes middle-of-the-night feedings look pretty good. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The story next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.